Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey, Big Low Getters. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Am I excited for today's show? You bet your kick-ass I am. Today on the show, we are talking to Emma Price, co-owner of Get Real Workwear and Safety, based in Mackay in the Central Queensland Bowen Basin region. Now, Emma, along with her husband Nathan, in their business Get Real Workwear and Safety, are known for their huge range of workwear and safety gear, but also for being the leading supplier of women's workwear. Emma and Nathan say they've identified a gap in the market years ago and that they witnessed firsthand the struggles that women are faced with when working in male-dominated industries. And it can be extremely hard to find workwear items that are designed for the female body. But that's where Get Real come in. So are you looking for new safety footwear in particular? Whether it's steel cap boots or shoes, among others, chances are you will be overwhelmed with the tons of alternatives that can be taken into consideration. So here today, we're going to chat to Emma and find out about putting your best foot forward and getting the right fit in your safety footwear and learn about some of the most important factors that you should be thinking about when selecting and purchasing your new set of kicks. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the glow-getter. I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. And a huge shout-out to all the women working out on track and on site today all over the globe. Stay safe and have a fantastic day or night shift. And this also might be a good time for a trigger warning that today's radio show may contain some adult language. Let's get into it. Let's talk to Emma Price.
Good morning.
Hello, Emma.
Or good afternoon.
Welcome to the Kick-Ass.
Where you're listening.
In where we're listening to. Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio. Firstly, thank you for coming on the show and for sharing some of your valuable time with us today. I know you're a very busy lady, but I also know we are all going to enjoy your company and we are eager to hear some great advice from you, which will ensure women stepping out and onto work sites put their best foot forward. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Emma.
So my name's Emma. My husband and I own a workwear and safety store in Mackay, Queensland. We service the mining industry, but also corporate wear, anything workwear, safety, footwear. We've got it all pretty much. We've been in the industry for a long time now. My husband's been in it for about 20 years and I've been in it for about 10.
Excellent. All right. So first off, the importance of safety footwear in the workplace, so that is wearing protective safety boots at work, it helps prevent unnecessary accidents and it ensures safe and healthy feet. So whether you spend your workday outdoors on site in the coalface or hauling supplies in on a construction site, one of the most important things you can bring with you is a quality pair of work boots. So how do we define a quality pair of work boots? What do we look for?
Well, I guess to start with, you get what you pay for, and that is complete honesty. If you get a cheap pair from a department store, look, they're not going to hold up, and I can assure you that after a 12-hour shift, you are going to be in absolute agony. Yeah. So I guess that's my first point. You get what you pay for. So buying a bit more expensive pair of boots, you're going to get better quality, and they're going to last longer, be kinder to your feet, and I think you're going to be happier at the end of that 12-hour shift.
I know from experience. So, and that's right. So sure, our work boots aren't the most stylish thing you can wear to work, but in many cases, these boots can even weigh you down, like the weight of them. So getting that right ratio as well is very important. So in where we're saying, you know, however, ditching quality boots for something that's not designed to accommodate your needs, it can prove to be dangerous for you and everyone around you. Because
well,
the number
that's
one
right.
the number one reason for providing safety footwear in the workplace is to protect your team from injuries. So depending on your working environment, there's a seemingly endless list of potential injuries that can occur in the workplace, including the heavy items being dropped or stepping onto sharp objects, which can puncture through normal shoes. So that's why we don't wear them. And they can also prevent innating slips, trips and falls. But I don't know whether a lot of the listeners know that, you know, a quality pair of safety boots or shoes can also protect us against electric shocks.
So yeah, that's exactly right. So you can get the anti-static boots. So definitely they can help you in that respect as well, that's for sure.
So what are some of the things when we're going shopping for, what do we look for when we're looking for our right fit for work boots?
So please bring the socks that you are going to be wearing with your boots. That is the most important thing. Look, we have socks that you can use to try on, but if they're not the ones you're going to be wearing day to day, you're not going to get a true idea of how your foot's going to feel in that boot. My other recommendation is if you wear orthotics, which a lot of people do, please bring them into store with you when you try on your boots, because that's going to ensure you get the right size boot. So that's the first two important things. When you come in, so yes, we stock, just another point, we stock ladies' boots and men's boots. Obviously, women's foot can be more slender in size, things like that. So they might be more suited to a ladies' specific boot. However, what a lot of women don't know is they can actually wear men's boots if they want. And it's easy to work out the size conversion. So for example, if yourself, Joe, you're a size 7, let's just say, in a lady's boot. So in a men's boot, the simple way of working out what you would be in a men's boot is just to go down two sizes. So if you wanted to get a men's boot, you might like the look of them, or perhaps they just, you know, I don't know, tickle your fancy. I'm not sure, but you can go down two sizes and you'd just get a men's size 5.
All right. So a general rule of thumb, say, is go down two sizes if we're looking at a men's design boot.
And that's right. But we're lucky nowadays. There's plenty of ladies' choices as well, in the pinks, in the purples. You know, it's so great. You can feel so much more feminine than when women had no choice at one point. Like, I've been in the industry a long time, and there used to be only men's boots, and men's boots in boring old colours. And now there's just so much range for the women. It's fantastic.
And that's so on point. Like, as we're highlighting, getting the correct fit is such an important first step to ensuring your work boots are fit for purpose. And so by getting them fitted by a specialist like yourself, and taking along and wearing your socks and your inner soles, that will be worn every day, that makes a hell of a difference. Oh. And it will surely get you into the right step.
That's right. I have to laugh, though, when people come in and they try boots. They put their foot in and then they're trying to feel for the toe. I think it's just a human nature thing to, when you try on shoes, want to feel for where your toe is. Obviously, with a steel cap safety shoe, you're not going to feel your toe. So I like to tell people a general rule of thumb to work out if it's the right size is push your toe right to the front of that boot. And if you can get a finger down the back of the boot where the ankle is, that's approximately the right size that you want.
Excellent. And that's right. Like, we all know that the anatomy of the male and female foot is not the same. So many of the lady work boots are simply, as you said, smaller men's size. But it's also important to select a brand that has the range specifically designed to suit the female foot, more so for comfort and fit for purpose. Like, as we said, at the end of the day, if you've got aching feet, if you've got blisters, well, you're not productively working and you're not, you know, not doing any good for your feet health as well, foot health.
Well, it can actually cause long-term issues if you don't get the right sort of boots from a health and safety point of view, for sure, because I've seen people with blisters to the point where they're infected. I've seen plantar fasciitis from people, and they're chronic, they're coming in on crutches. Like, I've seen some terrible things, and it's from wearing poor-fitting work boots for 12 hours a day.
And that's exactly right. And I have a bit of a laugh about that, because even just saying that brings back a vivid memory and experience of my own. So after walking the train a number of times one day, we had an issue with it, a fault with it. I had to walk about 10 Ks in total, and I had new boots on. And that was like excruciating because at the end of, I think it was my last trip, probably the second last trip, and the last trip back in, walking back up to the loco, my heels were just excruciatingly aching. I had bruises, I could feel them, and I was just hobbling back up. And by the time I got back to the loco, I had to take my boots off. I had to grab some hand towel, paper towel, soak it in hot water, and then wrap my heels in. So I made the trip back to port with paper towel soaked in warm water wrapped around my heels till I got back, and then I had to like dress them so I could put my boots back on and get off the train and go home. But that changed my perspective on getting correct fit pair of boots. So yes, very important for your well-being and your foot's well-being and health.
Yeah, Joe, it's not just your foot, you know. I mean, you know, if you're not wearing the right boots, not only will it affect your foot, it affects your knees and it can go right up to your back. I've seen people with back problems because long-term they've been wearing poorly fitting safety boots at work for 12 hours a day.
That's exactly right. Like it improves your posture. If you've got the right pair of boots, your posture automatically improves. Your ankles being supported, the front of your shin or the bottom of your shin's getting support. So yeah, it's an overall effect when you have ill fitting boots, and especially as we said, if you're working 12 hours, that ain't good.
No. A lot of the boot companies too, Joe, they do offer a 30-day comfort guarantee now, a lot of the big brands. So, I mean, that's great too. I mean, if you by chance you haven't been fitted out properly, and which, you know, you shouldn't have to use your 30-day comfort guarantee if you've been fitted out by a professional that knows what they're doing, because it's really important. So, you know, you've got that 30-day leeway that, yeah, like if they're not comfortable, bring them back and we'll send them back to the supplier. They offer that 30-day guarantee, which is fantastic.
And that's a great offer to, well, it's a great reassurance to know that. So as soon as you find an issue or you pick up that you have an issue with those boots, take them straight back. And
That's exactly right. And we would rather hear from the customer if they're not happy. Like, please come back and see us because we want to help you out. We don't want anyone being unhappy or especially in pain in boots that aren't working for them.
Exactly. So we'll have a little break and we'll come back and we'll get into a bit more detail of the important factors of what we need to do when we come along and get our boots. And we'll talk about, you know, as you said, there is a bit of style out there now and purpose specifically designed boots for women. So we'll have a little break and we'll be back soon.
Hi, I'm Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. As a woman working in industry, I want to share my knowledge and experience and industry know-how to support you if a change in your life is what you are looking for. Join me on my radio show, Kick-Ass Radio, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. across Australia or on Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. in the US. What are you waiting for? Go on, get your glow on.
It was appropriate, wasn't it?
Totally appropriate, that song.
And it's a Friday. Come on, get into it. Friday, hey, thanks for tuning back in. Now, when we talk about our work boots and steel toe caps, in saying steel toe caps, there are predominantly two types of toe protection. So what's the other one? Like, we hear steel toe caps, but then there's, when we're looking at boots, what's the other toe cap that we're looking at?
So the other toe is called a polycarb toe, and basically it's an airport friendly material. So it's great for people like fly in, fly out workers. With that polycarb toe, it's not going to set those alarms off at the airport every time you've got to, you know, get on and off planes. You don't have to take your boots on and off all the time. So look, that's one awesome factor about the polycarb toes. I mean, and they are lighter as well. You know, but you do find people that still like the traditional old steel cap. Look, the polycarb toe has been, a wonderful innovation.
And like when we were talking about style before, you've got the lace-up versus zip Like, and depending on your work environment and your work site as well, your employer, there is some regulations. But what do you find to be more popular, a lace-up or a zip boot, even though...
Well, a lace boot with a zip side, they are so popular now. You know, just because it makes it easy to take them off when you get home, you're not touching your dirty laces, I guess. You're just, you know, undoing that zip and, you know, you're in and you're out. It's convenient.
Yeah. And also the type of leather, like, you know, when we're looking at all the ladies' boots that are out there now on the market, we've got, as you said, you know, the array of colours, but then you've got that nubuck and suede. So there's lots of options coming out that
That's exactly right, Joe. And I mean, with the type of boot you would get, I mean, a suede over a full leather, I think what you need to take into account is, what are you doing? Are you sitting on a train like yourself? Go the suede, you know, by all means. But, you know, if you're playing in water all day, you're not going to want a suede because it's not going to weather as well. You'd be better off going a full leather boot in that instance.
Yep, and that's fair enough. So the finished full leathers are easy to maintain as well, I think, and clean, but I don't know how many people clean their work boots. I certainly don't.
When they look clean, people look at you funny, I think.
Like,
I've seen guys try to dirty it up, and ladies, like, oh my God, they're just so new, I need to go out and roll in a bit of dirt first or make them dirty, like, because, yeah, everyone's going to know I've got new boots.
It is, and they do. They stand out because they're shiny and new and clean.
Yeah.
And it does. It's like a bit of a, you know, you're an exposed being with new work boots on, because the eye just automatically goes to the bright new shiny.
You might get pinpointed as the slacker. Like, you don't do any work. Look at your boots. Like, check those out. Yeah, you're not doing any hardcore work.
Exactly. As we say, comfort and safety, the right outlay has got to be right. You agree with that? Like,
totally agree. You know, people come in all the time and say, I need a cheap boot. And I'm like, well, what are you doing? You know, if you're a woman that's just sitting in an office that might be in a warehouse environment, so you have to have a steel cap, by all means, go a shoe that's cheaper, and, you know, you don't have to have the full ankle high lace up zip thing. You know, if that's not comfortable for you, you can go just a shoe with a steel cap in it. Instead, if you're sitting at a chair, you're not standing up on your feet all day. So you could buy a cheaper shoe in that instance. But if you're standing up and, you know, walking around, working, yeah, please invest in your boots.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. We know, as we said earlier, having that right fit is so important to how you perform at your job on the day, because it can, it can literally debilitate your capacity in performing your duties. So it's very important to get that right fit. And as we said, it protects you from injury, and foot injuries are very predominant on all work sites. So having that protection over your feet, that can be the difference between a long-term injury or just a short-term injury and time off work. That's, you know, we all want to avoid that. So
That's exactly
right. So do you have any specials for us, or that you want?
Oh, my gosh. So we're coming into end of financial year, everybody. That's in Australia. As you'll know, the tax man's beaten down that door. So, look, next month, starting the 1st of June, next Wednesday, we have got some massive sales online at Get Real. Up to 70% off on some items. But we've definitely got some ladies' items that are fantastic. We've got some, you know, shirts that are 25% to 30% off, you know, work boots for ladies and men that are, you know, 30% off. It's just, you've got to be in it, you know, get that receipt for the tax man.
Yeah, and lots to choose from. So where can our listeners go to have a look at what the store provides?
So we have an online store and it's just at getrealworkwear.com.au. But we've also got our store located in Mackay, Queensland, if you're in the local area, and we're open 7 days a week.
Yeah, that's excellent, and good service to provide, open 7 days a week, especially for the shift workers. So, yeah, if they need to come in on days off to update and purchase new workwear, we can head straight into Get Real Workwear.
That's it. Or shoot us an email. We're always working.
So just revising, tell us the main points again, Emma.
Yes.
And just to reinforce the importance and what we need to look for again when we're going to shop for our new work boots.
So make sure, but importantly, bring the socks you're going to wear to work. Also bring your orthotics or special inner soles with you when you try them on to get the perfect fit. Push your toes to the front of that steel cap and pop a finger down the back of the boot, and that will tell you if it's approximately the right size. So then I would jump around the shop. You know, if you want to run around, jump up and down in them, do squats in them. It doesn't matter if you look silly. Like, you know, we'll have a good laugh, we'll have a good time, but please, make sure you try them all if you want. Like, I've had people come in and try so many different brands, you know, styles. Try them all on. That's what we're there for. That's our job. Like, don't leave there until you're 100% satisfied that you've got what feels fantastic.
That's right. In saying that, trying lots of different brands, because they all vary, particularly in the weight of them and the fitness, like the width of your foot may fit, you know, that's right. Some boots are narrower made than others. So that's a good point in actually trying on a heap of the brands. Or no, try them all on. Try them all on to see which fits best.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, I guess don't be narrow-minded about it. I guess, like, come in and, you know, prepare to spend some time with us. We'll make it fun. We always try and make it entertaining. That's for sure. Anyone who's been into our shop will know that. But, yeah, spend some time on it. Don't just run in and grab the first pair you see and not try them on and just go, yeah, that'll do. That's I'm seven. I'll just take that seven. Please try them on in store. Try 20 pairs on if you need to. But, yeah. Make sure they're going to be right for you.
Yeah, excellent. All right. Well, thanks, Emma, for joining us today on Kick-Ass Radio. We really appreciate your time and for giving us these top tips on getting our foot into the right fit of our work boots.
Thanks so much for having me, Joe. It's been fantastic.
We'll talk to you again soon. We'll get you back on.
That would be great. I'd love that.
Excellent. All right, listeners, we're going to listen to one of our radio show sponsors, and I'll be back to give you some more little reasons why we need to have safety boots at the worksite.
Hey, Glowgetters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book High Heels to High Viz and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay.
As we said, the most obvious reason why we should be wearing safety boots is that they're specifically designed to help you avoid injury. And work sites are riddled with hazards at every turn. So even for the most careful worker is bound to step somewhere that they're not supposed to. So without a pair of work boots, that casual misstep will turn into a trip, maybe to the emergency room. But boots are designed with workers in mind. So every detail is thought out to ensure that you have as much protection as possible. So when we were talking about the leather before, it's made resistant to punctures, abrasive damage and much more. And the soles are made from thicker rubber that can withstand wear and tear. So do you see a lot of difference in the brands in the design of say the soles and the leather?
Yeah, we certainly do. I mean, someone that was working on like a Peabody site, they have to have a Met Guard as well. Have you ever heard of that, Jo?
No, so tell us about that.
Yeah, so Peabody sites, you have to have what's called a Met Guard. So you have your steel cap or your polycarb toe for protection of your toe. But I think what they were experiencing is people having injuries further up on the top of the foot. Because, yeah, sure, your toes are protected, but what if you drop something further up your foot? There's no protection there. So they developed a Met Guard boot, and it's like a porous material in the tongue of the shoe. And yes, it's a bit thicker so that if you drop something on it, you've got a bit of protection there.
Oh, fair enough then. All right. Well, it's the first I've heard of that terminology. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously that goes back to being aware of what site you're going to be working on. If you're going to several sites, I always ask people that question. So, you know, what sort of work are you doing? Are you working at a mine in particular, like a Peabody mine? Okay, well, you need a Met Guard boot. But obviously you're not going to get a Met Guard if the site you're going to doesn't require that. You know, and I also ask that too because a lot of mine sites, especially in our local area, you have to have 150 millimeter height at the back of boot. So some of our selection, obviously we have a massive boot wall full of all different types of safety shoes, hikers, you know, underground mining boots, all different types. But you really need to speak to the person and find out, what are you doing? You know, where are you going to work? You know, I think that's really important to assess exactly what sort of safety shoes you're going to show that person in stock.
And that's right. And every work site is different and they all have their standards and their regulations of what is required in regards to PPE. So it's best to find that information out before you go out to purchase your work boots to make sure you're buying boots fit for purpose.
Yes, so, exactly right.
That's right. And we said the work boots are designed to keep you comfortable regardless of where you're working. So they are designed to suit many environments. And exactly like that, whether or not we're working in the moisture, in the wet or in the water all the time, that specific all leather is going to be more purpose fit for that area.
Yeah, exactly.
And yes,
right. Yeah, and another question I get quite often is, are these waterproof? Which is something, you know, people working in water, like that's an important question to ask. And I guess the answer to that is no steel cut, lace up, zip side boot is going to be 100% waterproof. You know, they're water resistant leathers and things like that, but nothing, the only thing that's going to be 100% is a gumboot. And we have gumboots with steel caps too. Especially for people working in underground mines.
Underground mining, yes.
Yes, I mean, that's just something else to keep in the back of your mind. Yes, they can be water resistant, but only a gumboot with a safety toe is going to be 100% waterproof.
That's right. And that's okay. All right, well, we'll see if we can hear from one of our sponsors now and we'll come back.
I'm Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. As a woman working in industry, I want to share my knowledge and experience and industry know-how to support you if a change in your life is what you are looking for. Join me on my radio show, Kick-Ass Radio, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. across Australia or on Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. in the US. What are you waiting for? Go on, get your glow on.
Okay, so we're back. I'm just going to let you know a couple of more reasons why safety boots are required on the work site. And as we said, like quality boots keep you safe from the elements, extreme temperatures, the wet weather or the wet conditions or dry conditions you're working in. So while it may not seem like a huge deal, these extreme changes in environments can be dangerous. So with a pair of work boots suited fit for purpose, you will and can avoid significant health issues and you can work safely. So your scope of work won't be limited just because the condition isn't the best. So depending on where you're working, you may find yourself having to get through some dangerous obstacles, construction sites in particular, unknown for being messy. So you have to deal with construction site waste, uneven terrain and even more. So work boots make navigating your job site much easier and they help you because they often have inbuilt features that help you walk with confidence. So with today's show and the information that Emma's provided, I hope that you have enjoyed the information and you've gained some insight into how you should go about buying your next pair of work boots and the importance of the right fit in our safety footwear. So a massive and a very big special thank you to Emma Price of Get Real Workwear and Safety. So if you're shopping for work boots on a tight budget, you might be tempted to settle for the cheapest option. But work boots are an investment, though. Their purpose is to offer protection and support throughout long days of work, the long shifts. So by skimping on quality, you will only be hurting yourself. Do your feet a favour and follow this great advice that Emma has imparted on us when shopping for your next pair of work boots. So you need to find the right fit for your feet. No matter what job you need to tackle, a pair of well-fitting boots is vital. The right work boot for your workplace can help optimise your performance at work, keep you comfortable and increase your morale. Consequently, this may help lessen your delays with deliverables, while at the same time, help you stay focused on the tasks at hand. Jump online and visit the Get Real store at www.getrealmackay.com.au. And that's a wrap for today. So as always, I really appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on this episode in the show notes or on my social media pages, either on Facebook, LinkedIn or Instagram. Be sure to tune in again next week or reach out to me and follow me on the Kick-Ass Women or Joe Sainsbury social media pages if you haven't already. And I'd really love to hear from you. So show some love for Kick-Ass Radio by leaving us a review on BBS Radio Network. Or you can send me an email direct to Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au. So that's it for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. Keep in touch. Poscoms. Go on, get your glow on. Become a glow-getter.
Hey, glow-getters. Have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, glow-getters.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.